Planet Rock. The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers, and this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hello, you lovely people out there. Welcome to the Hairy Rock Show.
Yes, I don't know if I've been doing it in the slightly odd accent. But anyway, good morning.
The month of March is marching on.
It is, as mad as a march hare.
Yeah.
Barking at the moon. There's a lot of them about.
Aye.
I saw one on the M1 the other day.
What?
A moon. Came past us in an Audi A6. It was a fellow with his bum out in the car.
Yeah. Do you know what? There's always one on a coach trip. He used to be the one. You know, there's always one. And in fact, it's not that long ago when we were wrecking the Hairy Bikers. We were something at the Autobahn in Belgium or something. They were in a minibus. Something had happened to their bikes. And blow me down, there's that football coach. And he's there with his backside out the window.
Oh, it's quite, it was chilly. Oh,
it's like, it was like a ruptured turkey.
It wasn't great, was it?
No.
Aye, well, no. Yes.
No,
well, you might as well, seeing as you're in Belgium.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? I love that track.
What was it? It used to be in the back of Sounds magazine. Oh. Was it the Magic Bus?
Oh, yeah, you go to...
For about, like, £2.50 or something.
Yeah.
You're via Athens.
You could go all the way to Australia on a bus, you know, across land.
Yeah.
Don't know how you get it with the water. No, you could. Well, you can't go across land to Australia, obviously, because the continent hangs on the bottom or the top, depending on what your topography is. However, it's you could.
Right, anyway, it's time for the Hairy Helpers, and the subject is making bread, and it's from Dave Newran.
Hello, Dave Newran.
Hi, Si and Dave. I love watching you cook, especially Si's magic mixing fingers.
Steady.
Seeing him mix a bowl of something with his bare hands is quite mesmeric.
Oh.
What do you mean? It's like watching a bag of sausages pole vault. What do you mean? Rubbish. What's wrong with my hands? Anyway, I thought you might like to know how my nan told me how to bake bread.
Oh,
and
good.
Get a nice glaze on top.
Oh, that's smashy.
Ooh. First, I always leave the butter and eggs out on the worktop at night so they're at room temperature.
Good.
Very good, very good, if you like rancid butter. Well, you know, if you live in the tropics and that, it's not going to work, is it, Dave?
No.
Maybe magic fingers could put the butter back together again.
He's from Bolton.
What? I don't know. Then, when I put the loaf in the oven, I throw a tablespoon of water into the bottom of the oven, then close the door.
Yeah.
The steam makes a brilliant glaze on the loaf. It's true, actually. What I sometimes
crusty.
Do is... Yeah, I mean, I've got a steam oven, do you know what I mean? Like, because I'm TV and I cook. But before I had the steam oven, I used to have a plant spray full of water and spray the sides.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you watch the elements rust if it's an electric oven.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
My nan smoked 40 a day and only ate white bread medlineless. She died when she was 87, so it clearly did her good. Dave, if she hadn't smoked the 40 fags a day, she'd still be alive, mate.
Yeah, she'd be 128.
Aye. And, you know, all that white bread. It's good. Good. I bet she made a good loaf, actually.
You see, there were a different breed in them days, weren't there?
They were.
What I mean? Like, you know, they'd been bombed, they'd been shot at. They'd been strafed by the Luftwaffe.
Yeah, my mother was strafed by the Nazis.
Well, she was up a crane, wasn't she?
Armstrong, yes. Yes, she got strafed by a Messerschmitt.
That's never good.
It's not really, no.
It's not what you want on a Monday afternoon.
Big woman, my mother, as well, trying to get down that ladder.
Aye.
On that note, then, thanks, Dave.
No, I'm smashing.
Size magic fingers, yes.
Yeah.
Like mesmeric.
Yeah. Right. Dave, you're weird, dude.
I'll get him to paint his nails next time he's on the telly, Dave.
Yeah.
Something special just for you.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hello, Dave. After meeting and chatting with you at Treco Bay and enjoying a rugby scrum. Oh, did you? You didn't get a bit kinky there, did you, Dave? And a tot of whiskey with me mate Neil. We thought we'd seek some advice.
Well, he thought it was a hooker. I'm joking.
Boom, boom.
I don't remember.
My son...
A rugby scrum? What happened in Treco Bay stays in Treco Bay. I don't remember that.
Oh, I don't remember much.
Such a good time,
I was smashed on Friday and Saturday
night. Pretty soon
night.
You're going to have to start thinking about getting your tickets for this year's Treco Bay. Because like last year by Easter, the tickets were gone.
Yeah.
No idea who's on it this year, but anyway, come on.
My son gets married this year and we're looking to plan the stag do. Have you or Si got any ideas for the perfect stag do? Many thanks, Ian.
Depends what you want, really. I think rule number one is don't have the stag do the night before the wedding. Didn't I?
You did.
I did. I went to a place called the Prince of Wales, which is like a microbrewery up in the lakes. But you go there by train from Barrow.
You do.
And so there was about 40 of us on the train.
And the police were called. I got off the
train.
We're singing. Faced by a load of these policemen going, I went, all right, lads.
One of the mates that was there, it was Rory, who happened to be mayor of the town.
Yeah.
So we all going, go on, Rory, you go first, because nobody's going to arrest the mayor. But
they
did. We were only singing.
Well, I had me bum out at a point, but other than that, it was fine.
We're wearing kilts as well. No, we weren't wearing kilts.
No, I never wore kilts that night. Never mind.
It was messy. But yeah, stag do. So that wasn't a good idea because I did feel a bit kinky dick the next day.
Kinky dick?
First wedding stag do. I went fishing with the best man. And we had a
great.
There was just the two of us in a boat with a bottle of brandy and a pie.
Mm.
It set the tone for the... But you know as well is what was really bad? The day before the wedding, that one, somebody lit a fire under the organ loft. And the vicar phoned up. I said, I'll come and clean the church up the night before. Honestly, smelt like Joan of Arc going walking down that.
Did you not? Was the writing not on the wall at that point?
I know.
What on earth were you thinking about?
What did your stag do?
I don't know, I can't remember.
We had like a gentleman's
had a dinner with everybody, all the kids.
We see that cost
you
a fortune. We wouldn't do that again.
No. There's party cities and there's party cities. Mm. Come to Newcastle. That's a big stag do destination and
you'd end up in hospital.
Yeah, you would.
I know what I'd do. Next time round.
What?
I want to go to...
What do you mean next time round? We're not... There's not going to be
next time
round.
I'll tell you my dream stag do.
Well, we'll do it for your 90th birthday.
I want to go to Bruges. And there's three or four really good beer bars there. So it's not leery, it's not messy, it's just really good.
Me and our James did that.
Well, I did it last weekend, actually.
It was great,
with my wife.
Me and our James did it. Great. Oh, it was great. I have never seen my middle son so tiddly.
Oh, Bruges is brilliant. But the thing is, it's the bars there that they're just cosy and lovely. There's a place called Bruges Beer
Tea. Yes.
And the lady called Daisy, who's a professor of beer.
She's marvellous.
I can recommend it heartedly. And I went there weekend before last.
Go to Bruges.
Oh, it's brilliant. And I was there. The beer snacks you have, got cubes of cheese, cubes of salami, and beer. And it's just wonderful.
And air freshener.
Air freshener?
Yeah. Because some of the bombs that are dropped at the bar while drinking ale.
Not in that bar.
But
the one, do you remember the one we went to once? Me and thee. And it had a log fire and classical music playing. And you were drinking that beer called Bush.
That was brilliant.
You were only drinking it because it was called Bush.
Oh, well, wasn't it? It was research for the show.
A barmaid for Bush. So can have some Bush. And
he says that. You should see his face when he says that. It's really pervy.
But it was really funny because after three or four of these, it's the first we've ever seen it. He stood up and just went straight on his knees.
It was bubbly.
Where have you gone?
Kingy! But I was in the middle of chatting to some girl from the Philippines, or I think she was.
No, it was me, actually.
Oh, was it? Yes. Oh, well, there you go.
You would have to four bottles of Bush. I look like...
Yeah, so, you did. I tell you,
Susie Wong.
You better kept one leg on the floor. I tell you, you would have been off. You would have been pregnant.
I love you a long time.
Oh, you, dear God.
If I had been on the bush as well, I probably would. Anyway, so Bruges, we believe.
Yeah, no, Bruges is a good
stag night.
I tell you what is good, Brussels as well. Brussels is a good night out. Oh,
there's a bar there called Delirium, and it's got 2,500 beers. Oh.
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers. And the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
The Stones. They're brilliant, aren't they?
Everlasting, dude. Everlasting.
Can't you hear me knocking? Well, Mick's knocking on all right, isn't he? In his 70s. What was it Ken Dodd said? He said, talking about knocking, he said, what a great day, missus. What a great day is if you wake up, flex your elbows and you don't knock on wood, you know it's smashing. But Mick thinks that. Am I dead yet? No.
I'll tell you what, though, there's a great story about Charlie Watts, and Mick Jagger was being interviewed, the drummer for the Rolling Stones, Charlie Watts. Mm. And Mick was being interviewed, and he was saying to the interview, oh, yeah, I'm a drummer, Charlie Watts. Yeah, I'm a drummer, Charlie. Yeah, he's. And Charlie Watts got the proper ump, went round, knocked on Mick's door, stuck one on the end of his schnezer, and went, I'm not your drummer, you're more singer.
Hey!
I love that. Now, that to me epitomises the character of any decent drummer. Slightly violent and unhinged.
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again, Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.